It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for leading with a French tune.
That's all good. I'm just having a look at this film, and I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
If I not, might have, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I have, maybe I haven't. Ooh, actually, no, I haven't. Don't worry. Just joking. but what are we going to be looking at?
Yeah, well, it's called La Belle Saison, which is translated as Summertime, and it's French. And it's a film set in 1971 in the middle of Paris, which is kind of rather fashion, actually. Mm. You might be interested in watching this film purely from that perspective, because it's rather beautiful to look at. And it's about a young rural country girl in France who moves into Paris, and she gets involved with these feminists,
yeah.
You know, from the 1970s, and everyone smokes a lot.
Yeah.
And this girl gang of young university feminists are, you know, starting to challenge the status quo and, you know, do a few stunts around the place, and it's all very exciting and hilarious. And she gets particularly involved with one of them. The French rural girl is what is her name? Sorry.
Delphine. Yeah, Delphine. Yeah.
And she gets involved with the leader of the girl gang, and her name is Carole. And anyway, the French country girl, her father has a stroke, so she's forced to go back to the country, back to the duty of making hay and helping her mother run the farm, etc.
Mm.
And Carole follows her back to the countryside, and there's a real juxtaposition of rural versus city life, and, you know, the beautiful qualities of the countryside versus the beautiful qualities of the, you know, the crazy fashionable city. And it's very tense, because, of course, Delphine is not at all out to her her family and the local community, who are pretty gossipy and, you know, judgmental, and everyone sort of watches everybody.
Mm.
And Carole is really out there. She's quite a rebel, and she wants to be kind of to be seen around the place as being legitimate, I suppose. But it's very difficult for them. And the pastoral setting is completely beautiful to look at, and the sex scenes are really kind of relatable and realistic compared to, you know, the
men.
Yeah, kind
those
of,
like Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood sort of overstated, strange, or,
yeah.
You know, either underplayed or overplayed. They're just very kind of regular and kind of beautiful and realistic. It was directed by Catherine Corsini, who has quite a good reputation in France. And this particular film premiered at the Locarno International Film Festival, where it won the Variety Piazza Grande Award.
Wow.
So that was in 2015, mm-hmm. a couple of years ago. And it's just a romantic drama, I suppose.
And did you like it as a whole?
Yeah, it's a really charming watch. I think that a lot of people would enjoy this film. It's sort of not sensationalised. It's just kind of 1970s-ish and rural and Perry and, yeah, nice characters. The leads are particularly, you know, enchanting and charming. They both have their different points of view, which kind of add attention to the film. Yeah, it's a great film. It's received lots of extremely good reviews.
It sounds like it's like just a nice kind of journey, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, you know, set in the summer, and it's a coming-of-age film as well as a kind of romantic drama, I
suppose. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for giving us the review this morning. And I suppose we'll be speaking to you next week.
Yes, I think so. Yes, in April.
Cool.
In fact, we've got an Italian comedy coming up then.
Oh, great.
I'm still trying to figure out whether it's funny or not, but anyhow.
Awesome. Well, we'll speak to you next week, and we can hear a little bit more about the Italian comedy.
Sounds wonderful, Hannah. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was the Madman DVD review.